What's up?
Your thoughts on year one?
Well, it was a great year, you know, just being a part of this organization in this city. The way the community embraced us was awesome, and it was a year to remember for sure. But I think the message is we're not happy with the results. We're not happy with going home right now. You know, everything externally was awesome, but internally, you know, we feel like we have more to give, and we're focused on hopefully making that happen very soon.
How far away is this team?
Well, hopefully just 365 days from today away, you know. I think we believe we could have been there this year. So that's the disappointing part, is we think we have the pieces necessary to be playing in the playoffs this year, and we're not. So that's tough, but we think we're going to be there hopefully very soon.
How about the year for you personally?
Well, I'm happy with the, you know, kind of the step I took in the right direction. You know, I believe that I could be, you know, the player that I showed I could be this year, and I believe there's more there as well. So I'm happy with this year, but I'm not content, and I'm looking to build on it next year.
They ask you what they need or what should get done here in a meeting the next 2 weeks. What would you tell them?
I don't think much needs to change at all. I think, like I said before, I think we have a lot of pieces in place. And I just think that guys need to demand more out of themselves and make this result unacceptable. You know, I don't think it should be any more that making the playoffs is kind of like icing on the cake. I think that's got to be the expectation, and, you know, icing on the cake is going all the way. So when we get to that point, that's when you know that we've done the right things, and I think the mentality's getting to the right place right now, and hopefully we can, you know, sustain that next year.
Are you playing hurt at the end of the year?
No. No. I think you play a lot of minutes, and it takes its toll sometimes, you know. So, no injuries to speak of.
Now that you've gone through this year, was it what you expected it to be, both on and off the ice?
Yeah. You know, I think maybe even more. You know, I think coming here, you kind of knew the fan base was going to be there. You know, they were going to be really excited to have us here. But to the extent that it was, I don't think any of us could have imagined that. So I think we all feel really lucky to be a part of this organization and a part of this fan base. And like I said before, it gives us even more motivation to put this thing over the hump next year.
You looking at the world championships at all? Or?
Yeah, we'll have to do some soul searching on that one. I don't do much, honestly. I spend a lot of time with my dogs, and, you know, just walking around the lakes in Minnesota, and nothing really to speak of. Play some golf and try to get out of the house as much as possible, but you know, not too much before you're right back at it, getting ready for the season again.
With your enhanced role this year, Blake, does that change how you go into the off season compared to years gone by, you know, in the NHL?
Yeah. Well, you know, in Atlanta last year, I was kind of, you know, in a similar role. So going into the last offseason, you know, I was really excited about hopefully, you know, earning that role again. And, you know, as a player, you always want more. You know, you want more responsibility and more trust from the coaching staff. And I got that in Atlanta, and I was hoping to get that here. And so, yeah, you know, it gives you a lot of motivation, excitement about the next year to try to take on more.
Thank you.